Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Poultry is big business in Delaware, and issues surrounding it, ranging from the building of new mega chicken houses to the environmental impact of the industry, are stories we often delve into. But in the process of that reporting, we don't often paint a picture of what the day-to-day life of a local poultry farmer is like. So this week, as she works on a related story, Delaware Public Media Science reporter Katie Pikus takes us inside a local organic chicken house to get a better feel for its operations.
Georgie Cartanza is a Dover area chicken grower.
Typically, you know, I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I come out here, I make sure everybody has food and water, I check the air quality.
The birds are delivered to Cartanza's farm the day they hatch. She raises 148,000 organic chickens at a time, split between four houses.
In organic, we actually dump the chickens ourselves, so they come in on a pallet. There's like 13,000 chickens in 1,300 crates. There's 100 birds in a little box, basically.
When I visited her farm recently, the chicks were just over 3 weeks old. During those first 3 weeks, Cartanza says the first 2 weeks are critical.
These are my babies. The first 2 weeks, you establish a lot of things right there in the health of the bird, those first 2 weeks.
From here on out, the majority of her job is making sure the chicks are comfortable and healthy. It's one of the biggest challenges of poultry growing, but she makes sure the chicks are in good shape by assessing the conditions of her houses daily.
We're getting rid of any birds that may not be developing right. We may euthanize them. We're checking the drinker height. We're looking at the feeder height. We're looking at, you know, is there any light bulbs that are not working? You know, are the birds sufficiently warm?
Cartanza also checks to see if the birds need oregano or vitamins. If the birds' droppings are loose, she'll run a little bit of vinegar through a drinking system to help the birds digest their food better. And along with a helper, she checks for dead birds and removes them from the house. Over the next few weeks, she watches the chicks develop and expand throughout a chicken house the size of two football fields. When they're first brought in, they only take up about 40% of the house, but week by week, they grow into it.
And they'll grow out in this area until they're 7 weeks old.
And once they're 7 weeks old, they start the next leg of their journey.
All these windows will be closed up, they'll be covered up, so it's dark in the house. That helps keep the birds really calm. There's a crew of people called Live Haul that come in with a forklift and cages, and they catch the birds and transport them to the processing plant, and they're processed.
Cartanza says 20 years ago, the poultry growing industry seemed more driven by cost. But the modern consumer has become more conscious about what they eat. As a result, the industry has changed.
You know, we get a lot of outside auditing now to make sure that, are you following your animal welfare practices? Are you doing the things you say you're doing? All those things occur to make sure we are doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Dan Shortridge, the former communications manager with Delaware's Department of Agriculture, says the chicken growing industry has a stake in Delaware thanks to family farmers. Last year, Delaware's 670 family farms produced over 240 million brother chickens, bringing in $2.7 billion. More than 4,000 people are employed in the industry.
Our family farmers are absolutely key to this industry. They're the central point for these thousands of jobs. Without them, we would lose a significant part of our economy. And that's part of why we're so determined to protect our industry, both economically and from diseases.
That includes diseases like the avian influenza. Delaware has not seen a major case of the fatal flu since 2004, but farmers throughout the state and the Chesapeake region are still taking measures to protect their farms. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Katie. And we'll hear again from Katie in the coming weeks about research being done to help track avian flu and make sure local farmers are ready to deal with it should it surface in the region. And The Green continues in a moment with another piece from our Generation Voice project at Mount Pleasant High School in the Brandywine School District, looking at the school-to-prison pipeline. You're listening to Delaware Public Media.